You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Elimination Chamber 2021, and everything is awesome. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan. And Matt, look who decided to show up on a Sunday, no less. Raj Giri, fresh off breaking news today, going into the Elimination Chamber about the Asuka match not being on the show.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me why they didn't do it. But yeah, I found out before they're going on the air. Yeah, they weren't. And it's weird because on the pre-show they were talking about it. And they were saying, you know, who's gonna step up and face Asuka or something along those lines. But yeah, they nixed it.
Do they pre-tape those pre-shows? Like the round table?
Okay. No, those are live.
Okay. But hey, happy to see. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'd rather have Miz as their champ than Drew right now.
I was down on the idea of Miz being champ, but I swear to God, him holding the belt and that look, it just all coalesced for me. In a moment, I was like, this is actually really good. This is going to energize things, even though I think it's transitional. I think Bobby...
Yes.
I think he wins it tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I think they showed that backstage segment with MVP and The Miz. I'm sure that was Bobby saying, I'll destroy Lashley. I mean, I'll destroy Drew, and then yes. I get a title shot. Maybe at Fastlane or maybe tomorrow night. But I think we've been talking about this for weeks, and it looks like it's happening, that it's going to be Lashley versus Drew at Mania.
Wow.
For the title.
But... the other way around, though, Bobby beats Drew. I mean, because if Drew chases Bobby for 1 month, whoopee do. That's not really a big chase.
Yeah, but I that's what I see them doing, is having it so they have Drew win the title in front of fans, and Lashley is the one guy they've been protecting.
You think they're building up for Brock coming back?
I don't think so. I mean, from tonight, it definitely looks like it's Drew and Lashley. Brock in that equation, I don't know how that really fits.
There's more money in Bobby as their champion, though.
I think he should hold on to it.
You know?
Yeah. MVP has been great. The Hurt Business has been great. That's been good TV. It's been solid. Downside of all this is Matt Riddle is the United States champion.
Yeah. I think it was meant to be Keith Lee. And you could tell, like, they went out of their way to keep it a three-way. So they really wanted... to get the title off of Lashley because he's moving on, but they didn't want to beat him. So, you know, I mean, I think originally it was probably supposed to be Keith Lee beating Riddle. About the Miz being WWE champion. So earlier in the night, he was smacked around by Bad Bunny. So a little context.
Hey, Bad Bunny, fresh off SNL last night, sporting the 24/7 championship. And I have to say this, I don't know if you guys watched it. Both of his songs on SNL last night, that was pretty good. I think we saw.
Matt, you're just doing if we can't beat a join them crap.
No, I'm telling you, I thought the Booker T song he played was kind of like, this is a song? Where's the chorus? I'm telling you, what he did last night, if you watch the songs, they were both in Spanish. I don't know what he was singing about. But I'm telling you, they both sounded like music I could see myself listening to. It did not sound like something so alien to me. You know what I mean?
Issa sent me a playlist.
Oh, really?
And a Bad Bunny playlist, and I listened to it, and I like most of the stuff on it. There were actually quite a few songs I didn't realize that it was him that I knew, and it was pretty good. I'm going to send it to you, Matt. You got to try it.
You guys, I cannot join this conversation because I sound so old.
Yeah, you're just getting grayer by I can, for men.
You know what? I've got to admit, that's something I can really get down to, man.
It's dope.
Glenn, it's dope. Glenn goes, I didn't understand a single word that he said, but, you know, something I can see myself, you know, dancing to.
It's fun. It's fun stuff.
I'm just saying, there's some music that I hear. First time I heard Cardi B, I was like, this is music? This there's nothing for me to latch on to here.
Right.
You know, but I'm saying, what he did last night, I was like, okay, you know, this isn't that foreign in terms of just style and whatnot.
So you think Miz loses it tomorrow or Fastlane?
Oh, if they do it tomorrow. I mean,
if Drew is supposed to chase, then the longer he has the chase, the better. So it better be tomorrow then.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Sacred Monkey Bone $5 saying, chat, let's get the Bad Bunny as WWE champion jokes out of the way now.
I mean, it's clear they're still doing The Miz and Bad Bunny and Damian Priest and probably John Morrison.
Oh, man. So Bad Bunny might get a title shot between now and Fastlane.
I don't see that happening.
What's the first Matt?
Matt Madden protest drops the phone. I can't hang with this.
He loves that idea.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, look, Monday Night Raw is just a dumpster fire most weeks.
K-Fed beat John Cena before, so never know.
Brett Murphy, $2, Raj Bunny, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. I don't know. This was a short pay-per-view. It's amazing how when something is short, as we learned the SmackDown effect, something is shorter, it's much easier, more digestible.
2.5 hours. I still think they could have done... I had pitched a thing on where Asuka... issues an open challenge. Lacey comes out and has a hired gun. It turns out to be Rhea Ripley. And you have Rhea Ripley, the heel, beating Asuka. And then you could do an Asuka versus Rhea versus Charlotte match at Mania. And it was just weird that they did nothing at all with Asuka. But they had plenty of time.
They did.
Yeah. I mean, there were some weird stuff tonight. I mean, so we opened on the pre-show. Morrison won that qualifier to get into the U.S. title match. These pre-shows are getting rougher and rougher to watch.
You just tune in the last 20 minutes, and you know, because the first 40 minutes is all talk.
Yeah, but the panels aren't even interesting or insightful. I don't know.
I don't watch pre-show. I'm just being honest.
I do got to say the matches tonight were really good. Like outside of the women's tag match, I thought all the matches were really delivered.
Yeah. Matt Velasquez, no, I did not, but Matt Velasquez saying after SNL, Glenn went to WWE shop and bought a Bad Bunny shirt. I didn't go that far. Not even on my Apple Music.
You know, I've seen some people crapping. I've seen some journalists crapping on Bad Bunny. His shirt brought in over $500,000 on WWE shop.
I figured everybody's just throwing babies in the air, loves this guy. I figured I'm the only person that doesn't like him.
But from a business point of view, I mean, they're making money off of it.
Matt, what's the last new music that you listened to and you were like, I can get down with this?
I don't. It's still 80s, like Motley Crue, Van Halen, Metallica, AC/DC, Megadeth. Like 80s.
The Weeknd.
Yeah. Okay. But 10 years ago, when you first heard Nicki Minaj, when you heard Anaconda, Eminem? You weren't like, this is good. This is a song that I will put on and listen to. Again,
honestly, I don't listen to music though. Normally, I really don't. I listen to podcasts.
What about like Kanye?
I'm always on the phone. Oh,
that's good with Kanye. I did a deep dive into Kanye 3 years ago because I wanted to finally understand, and I came out of the experience going, he is actually very talented, but his personality and everything else about him is terrible.
Yeah,
his music.
Folks, can you sense the frustration from my screen of begging Glenn to go over the show already? Can you sense it, folks?
Jones, $2, saying Miz put in work over the last decade. It's true. No, Miz, this is good for Miz. This is good for him. Let's talk about the number one contenders elimination chamber match. Kevin Owens versus Jey Uso versus Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn versus Cesaro versus King Baron Corbin.
So, except for those last two, that's a hell of a lineup, right?
Yeah, there was great stuff in this match. Great stuff. A hot opening to the show.
Right? This was a great opener. I loved the hell out of this match. This was, this was really, really, really good. Again, though, like, I keep crapping on him, but Raj, where are you at with Corbin? I know we kind of, like, hated on him at first. I'm speaking for myself. And then, like, he grew on me. Because I'm like, he's getting legitimate heat. That's his job as a heel. These fans hate his guts and hope he dies. So he's doing his job. So I started to dig him a little bit. Now, without fans in the arena, it's like, I just don't want to see him.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. And the King Corbin stuff, it just looks mid-card. Like, he lacks that credibility when he comes out with all that stuff.
And it sucks because that should have been an opportunity for him to be even more over, because he won that. Yeah. You know what I mean? He won King of the Ring. That should be a crowning achievement, but no pun intended. You know, like a feather in his cap, kind of, right? And it's the cap makes him look like corny, though. Like,
yeah. I would say with the exception of Booker T., any person that won King of the Ring that kept wearing the crown and doing the whole king gimmick was mid-card. Boy,
Booker pulled that off big time, right?
He did.
Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Yeah. Interesting, though, if you want to look at the fan reaction tonight, Raj, look at that live number. We're up around, like, we're above, I think, where we were after the Royal Rumble. So people were watching tonight. People are hot for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joshua Taylor, Buck99, saying, I thought it was going to be Cesaro versus Roman. I mean, that was the conventional wisdom, it seemed like, tonight.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it made more sense to me to do Cesaro, just because he has been getting wins. He beat Daniel Bryan, and it gives him something, since they've been kind of pushing him a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of a freebie, right? I mean, we knew that Roman was retaining.
Yeah. But Cesaro win that first match. I mean, like, Cesaro shouldn't be beating Roman.
No. But that's what I'm saying. Whoever was going to be in that spot got a free. Right. That was a free chance to build someone. Now, Daniel Bryan winning was a surprise. I did love the rope-a-dope strategy, playing possum a little bit, and then almost getting Roman with that submission. That was a cool moment.
I mean, Bryan versus Roman again. I'm sure they're going to do that at Fastlane, maybe. I mean, someone also suggested Roman and Jey Uso against Edge and Christian, which I could see that too.
That's cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I'd like to see I'd like to see Roman get another really high quality match. Mm-hmm. As far as work goes, as far as the story goes, he needs it to continue to build.
Yeah.
What they're doing with him, because what he's doing is frigging just like all worldly right now, the level he's working at right now. They need to continue to push him. That's why I'm so excited for Edge versus him.
Yeah,
that's gonna do that for him.
And look, I'm all for Roman and Daniel Bryan at Fastlane too, but if you're doing it, have Daniel Bryan winning up until now instead of losing every other match.
I know. You're so right.
And that was the headline, really, was Edge. Edge attacking Roman out of nowhere, pointing the WrestleMania sign. That was the big takeaway.
Right? We had to get there, right? That's part of the story they're telling. I'm okay with that.
This is going to be awesome. Like, the build to this match, SmackDown, with the promos that Edge has been cutting, Roman being on another level right now. This is, I mean, it makes SmackDown far and beyond the most interesting show right now for WWE.
I agree with that. And I love NXT, but this main event storyline just supersedes everything for me at the moment.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. And I think Roman needs this. Roman needs something fresh to play off of.
You can tell he's into it. Like, you could tell he's enjoying it. Like, with the segments he's doing with Edge on SmackDown, it's just great stuff. It's the best stuff WWE is doing and has done in a long time.
Yeah.
The Almighty with a $4.99 super chat saying, this is the first pay-per-view I've seen completely since WrestleMania 22 at a friend's. Are they usually this short now? Daniel Bryan should be doing more. They are this short.
Not this short. I mean, I mean, they're under 3 hours. Like, they're not going over 3 hours like they used to.
Do you think part of that is not having a live audience, Raj? Because they think concession sales, merch sales, people are there. We got to keep them here for 5 hours.
Remember, like, last year's Rumble, I think, was like 5 hours. And you know, not including the pre-show. So, actually, maybe that was including it. But, for sure. They have shortened the pay-per-view since the pandemic.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine. $1.99 saying Jay was the MVP of the match for me. Jay did great in this match.
Oh, he shined. Boy, did he shine, right? He got over. That's an example of getting over and not winning a match right there.
And that spot where he had Kevin Owens tied up in the cage, his arm like, you know, pinned in the cage and just kept kicking him, super kick him in the face. That was just brutal. It was really good. And still it didn't make Owens look weak in getting pinned because he just took a vicious beating.
Oh, he took an onslaught. Are you kidding me? Yeah, he didn't look weak at all for taking that. And what's cool about this with Uso is that we're still developing that payoff. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's going to beat Roman one day, but he's obviously going to become babyface again and has, you know, take so much it can't stand no more. You know what I mean? He's going to get to that point in this. That's what the storyline is. Can't wait for that, though, because he's really improving by leaps and bounds with every opportunity they've been giving him. He's been definitely exceeding his expectations.
Yeah. I mean, and, usually when an Uso gets hurt, they just keep the other one off of TV until they're back.
Right. And
Jay has just been shining.
And to your point, Raj, I could see them rewarding him at Fastlane doing the Edge and Christian tag match with Jay and Roman.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It's a way that you're not, because if you have Roman versus Daniel Bryan, then you're still kind of, the WrestleMania match isn't still completely set because Daniel Bryan could win. So at least then your WrestleMania match is set and you can still have a cool match.
Actually, that is a good point.
If they don't destroy Christian, Jay versus Christian would be a solid match.
Oh, absolutely.
Josh Pugh, $1.99, thanks for the super chat. Krana Shaw, $2, saying Cesaro doing pull-ups at the top of the chamber was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Cesaro looked fantastic tonight.
He looked great.
But by not winning, he's kind of back to, I just feel like he's kind of back to where he was. He's going to be feuding with Seth.
It didn't matter what they did with him, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because no matter what, he's not going to get to the main event. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Andrew Thorne, $4.99, saying, I really want to see Jay lay down for his tribal chief.
You really wanted to write that sentence, didn't you? His tribal chief. Why not just say Roman?
I don't know. The finger poke of doom usually doesn't work out too well.
Wait a second, Matt. That's why now I have to know, you being the mayor of a city, does your wife ever give you like the third party or the third person? Like, let me do this, Your Excellency. You know,
no, never, no,
not even mocking you. Wow, okay,
no.
Qbert, $9.99 saying, Matt, you're not the only one who hates Bad Bunny. $9.99
spent a lot of money to say that. That's a lot of
thank you, Qbert. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Zach Paxton, $4.99, saying, having heard Matt mention Sheamus being known for working stiff, I could hear it from him tonight. The finale with him, McIntyre, and AJ was great.
So, to be clear, no. Sheamus is not stiff. Sheamus works what's called snug. Difference between stiff and snug. Stiff is when you're purposely stiffing somebody in unsafe places, right? Punching them in the nose, punching them in the eye, and God forbid, shattering somebody's eye socket, for example. That would be stiff. Oh. Snug is Sheamus hitting you with those battering ram forms across your chest here. This is a safe place to do that. You can just keep chopping on that all damn day, and it's a safe spot to do it. You can't get injured from it. So he's snug, much like Chris Benoit was. Who else was a snug wrestler? Bob Holly, I'd say. JBL.
Rock, probably, right? Brock.
Brock, yep. Safe.
Whereas, like, Vader would have been stiff, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine, saying Roman booked like a boss while Drew lost to The Miz. Drew was in a wrestling match with an animatronic 2020 monster a month ago.
I don't know what to say to that. When you write it that way, right, that does look terrible. It does. Look at it. Let's read it again.
But this
Roman
isn't
looked like a boss while Drew lost two to Miz. Like, you're right.
But it is leading to Lashley versus Drew, so it's a cog. Nia Jax would be another stiff one, right?
She injured lots. I
yeah.
I forget how she's injured people though.
Has she
Oh, yeah, she busted her nose. So, yeah, yes.
She's injured a lot of people. She's injured.
But isn't that more safe rather than stiff? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Blazed Radio, credit for saying the hurt business. I'm positive we will see that phrase brought about tomorrow night, possibly at the open of the show.
I don't know. That'll bring Lashley down if they use that term around him.
Wolfbane, $2, saying disappointed no Fiend and Miz win.
I like these pay-per-views with no
I'm
magic.
Okay. I'm okay without, yeah. I agree with that, actually, now. Yeah.
If Alexa Bliss was, you know, in a swing set at the top of the chamber, I think it would just take away so much from what ended up happening.
It would. And we'll get into the match where Andy took the laziest pin I've ever seen in my life. The most slowest motion pin ever. Something happened. I don't know what it is.
Wait, who
Kofi
did?
Gave him Randy, when pinned him. Go back and watch that. I don't know why that wasn't such slow motion, the way Randy took it. Mm-hmm. But go back and watch it. It was really slow, and it made him look bad that he actually had to take that for his pinfall.
I thought that was weird, that because Orton is involved in a top feud on the brand, and to have him out so early like that just seemed...
And we'll talk about that. We'll get into it.
So, yeah.
Now, quickly, want to give a shout-out to the sponsor of this episode, Stereo. Tomorrow night, if you want to hear Matt Morgan sound like an old man and respond to the music he doesn't listen to, the TV he doesn't watch, and the movies he just can't get down with, tune into Stereo, where we do our exclusive, the after show, as it were, every Monday night after we finish here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Download the Stereo app. It's for iOS or Android. And what's great about Stereo is you can ask questions. You steer the conversation. You record audio messages, send them to us. Stereo is a live social conversation app where you can listen to talks. You can host your own or participate in others, or just sit back and listen. And if you miss the shows, you can listen to them later on demand. So we've been having a great time doing this partnership with Stereo. Download that app for iOS or Android. And once you get it installed, follow Matt Morgan. Follow Glenn Rubenstein. You'll get notified when we go live. Issa, NYC Demon Diva, has been doing stuff on the platform as well. It's been great. Raj, we got to get you on there one week.
Yeah, yeah.
Uncensored talk, uncensored opinions.
For sure.
We need Friday Night Raj on there is what we need.
Oh, Friday Night Raj would break Stereo, Matt.
You would break Stereo. I agree.
Yeah, so tomorrow night, the after show, as it were, on Stereo. Download that app, follow us both. And we thank Stereo for sponsoring the podcast. Back to the show tonight. After that and the big news of Edge versus Roman, we had a triple threat for the United States title, Riddle versus John Morrison versus Bobby Lashley. And we knew it. We knew that Riddle was going to pin Morrison. And Riddle, even coming out in the U.S. gear, the Evil Knievel gear, it seemed pretty obvious where this was going. But Matt, what did you think of the match?
The match itself was good. Like I said, once the bell rings, I'm a fan of Riddle. Okay. Once the bell rings and you put the Men in Black, memory eraser to my forehead to make me forget whatever cornball pre-tape he cut earlier, normally, right? You can do that. I love watching him work because he's different. Like I continue to say week after week, his work is really fun and entertaining and it's innovative. So therefore I like watching him wrestle. The character, is what it is. But, yeah, this was very predictable in a good way, because now this makes everybody all the more excited that this was supposed to mean Bobby Lashley is going to be going for the world title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a way to get the title off of Lashley without him losing. My problem is putting it on Riddle when he's been made to look like an absolute joke, like over the last couple months. And not just his promos, but he's getting killed every week.
Raj, I was going to say this, and I don't mean to cut you off, but like, wouldn't you agree to put it on Morrison? Put it on Morrison, who's a former multi-time Intercontinental Tag Team Champion. He has much more credibility than Riddle does. Put it on him. Have Riddle work a program with him. And have him eventually beat Miz Morrison for it.
Right. Yeah, you've just made him look so ineffective, you know, the last month and a half, that it hurts the title by putting it on him.
And I think now, given these times, the fragility of our democracy, the uncertainty of America's standing in the world, can we survive Matt Riddle as our United States champion?
I was wondering where you're going with that.
It's a weird pick. It's a weird pick, man. I don't know.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I guess who else would, like I said, I think it was supposed to be Keith Lee winning.
Keith Lee.
So I don't know who else you go with right now.
When will Keith Lee be back? Do we know?
No, they're. I've asked a couple times this past week about Keith, and they're not saying anything. So
I want him back so bad because this is an opportunity for him, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he would be great. But with Riddle, yeah. Josh, really rubbing this in at $4.99, saying Bad Bunny is the GOAT, Miz versus Bunny, title for title would draw huge ratings.
I hate you.
I take Bad Bunny as U.S. champ over Riddle.
Actually,
ouch. Ouch.
Kind of agree.
Riddle's just so bad. Oh, Peter Bahi, $5, saying, Matt, let me know if you need some fitness advice for your classic men's physique competition. Dad bots don't come easy.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate it.
So you're starting now, Matt, and this is going to be in October. You're going to have this competition.
Yeah, I do two shows every year.
Nice. There you go. Chris Pantaleo, $4.99, saying, doesn't Matt want to go back so Riddle could say Matt broke?
No.
Stellar Justin Lopez, $4.99. I think this was designed for Keith Lee to go over before his injury.
Yeah.
Keith Lee's been injured for a while, hasn't he?
Just last week was the first week he wasn't on.
Yeah.
He was on two weeks ago.
Why did I think it was longer? Oh, no, he was out for a while.
Yeah.
Go back to the last card. I didn't get his joke. I got the stuttering part, but why do you say Bergen?
Brogan.
Like instead of Morgan, Brogan. It doesn't really quite work. But
I got you, though. I see where he's going with it. Okay, just wanted to make sure I didn't miss it. I can't find somebody if I can't even get the joke right. Their joke attempt, right?
It's not fair.
It's true. We had the women's tag team title match. Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Nia and Shayna retaining here. How do they set up, Matt? How do they set up Banks and Bianca for WrestleMania? And why was Reginald involved in the distraction tonight?
He needs to go away. No offense. He's talented. That's great. Good story. They do not need him in this.
Yeah,
they do not need him in this. He does take away, and his facials were annoying just on SmackDown last week. Like, he comes out and gets big dogged by Sasha big time. He said, "Don't talk for me," basically, and he hardly sells it. And then he's still like making this face, like he's big balls Mahoney, so to speak, because his girl was going to have his back and start making fun of Nia and company. If you go back and watch it, anyways, he's annoying. And he doesn't help this storyline whatsoever. I don't get why he's in it. They don't need it. That's called sizzle. They have so much steak. It's not even funny. Steak being talent that can work in the ring, that have layered characters. We know who each of them are. We just want to see them wrestle. Like, we don't need all this crap with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it made no sense to me because – to me, it seemed like a no-brainer that either Sasha and Bianca are winning the titles, and then they do that same storyline they did, like Shawn and Steve Austin and Shawn and John Cena, where they're the tag team champions and not getting along. Or one of them, like Sasha, accidentally hits Bianca, or the other way around, costs them the match, and then they brawl afterwards. And because that's your WrestleMania match, and then having the sommelier out there just takes away from it. At the end of that, I wasn't excited to see Sasha and Bianca, and that should have been the point.
Do you think they're doing it because they're scared to, not scared, but Sasha needs to be the heel on this.
Yeah.
So do you think they do this because Sommelier gives her that layer of heeldom without her having to be a heel? I'm trying to really figure this out.
But it was like, but Carmella, though, based on how they've booked her, and this is nothing against Carmella's talent, but this is like a B gimmick that they're trying to transition over to Sasha.
It is. You definitely miss what I just said, though. Yeah. They're scared of fully turning Sasha as a heel for one match versus instead the sommelier basically makes Sasha look like the heel.
Yeah.
In this. Yeah. But in reality, as soon as this match is done, Sasha goes back to being babyface Sasha, and Smalley gets fired for his, whatever he did in the match at Mania to screw over Bianca.
Or Sasha, whatever happens. If the Smalley is involved in the WrestleMania title match, I mean.
Yeah. Again, it's not a gimmick.
Yeah, exactly. Would they do this with Roman? No. Would they do this with Drew? No. So treat the women like the men with your storylines.
I'm pissed that he was even in that damn six woman tag. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? With that stacked roster, that was one less woman that got an opportunity on the show or in that match even. It's stupid. It needs to go away.
I would have liked for them to have just done something where Bianca accidentally hit Sasha during the match, and then at the end, Sasha lays out her out and then leaves.
Let's go.
Justified.
Let's go.
And then Bianca takes the pin. She's pissed at Sasha. Boom.
Here we go. Let's go. Yep. Love that. It's so simple.
Yeah.
But that's all we want. We've been dreaming. This is a dream match. Honest to God, this is a dream match.
Yeah.
And they're finding a way to...
When you look at Bianca and Sasha, it's almost like the Shawn versus Jericho, where you have,
such similarities, right?
Yeah, like she's the younger, up and coming version of Sasha, and you could do such a cool storyline with that.
Sasha should just start hanging out with Bailey again, get the heel back, and I think it'll be easy.
Yeah,
it would, and she's a great heel.
Yeah,
my God, she's a great heel.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up. Trevor Snook is saying, Reginald is incredibly entertaining and supremely athletic. He deserves to be on TV in some capacity. He's fine with Carmella, but not with this.
Yes, not in this. Okay, Trevor, you get what he is, right? He's not the steak. He's the sizzle. He's the manager. He's the garnish to the main dish. That's what his role is. All right. Otherwise, they would have debuted him as a wrestler, as a performer, as a cruiserweight, or whatever have you. His gimmick is to help the talent get over. And that was good for Carmella. Maybe even then, I don't necessarily agree with
him. Yeah.
Sasha, what can't she do that she needs him? Can she talk? Yup. Can she wrestle? Yup. Can she sell matches? Yup. Can she sell merch? Yup. Does she have dope music? Yup. Tell me what her weakness is. She has none. Mm-hmm. I get a manager when I first start off because I'm greener than grass, and I need that when I start. That's why you see big guys with a manager when they first start off. She does not need that.
And Carmella, because of how they booked her, it's like damaged goods where he's at right now.
Carmella looked friggin' awesome, too. When she came back, her gimmick, her shtick was different. I liked her music, too.
Yeah, they booked her terribly, though. Corey Pride, $5, saying, wish Sasha had turned on Bianca during the match in reference not wanting to be double-crossed by a tag partner. Again, preemptive strike.
Hey, good. Even that makes sense. There you go, Corey. Yes.
Yeah. It's better. Yeah.
Yes, sure. That is.
Enda, $4.99, saying, here's some ideas. Miz versus Morrison at WrestleMania. Why not put the U.S. title on Morrison if Miz was winning? Also, Lashley versus Drew versus Miz.
I don't think Miz is going to be involved with the world title match at Mania.
Wow.
He's going to be in that Bad Bunny match. I mean, they were even building it tonight.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny and Priest versus Miz and Morrison.
Tyrone Dawkins, $5, saying Riddle is U.S. champ with this gimmick, but people like Tommaso Ciampa can't get a call up, smacking my head.
Don't disagree with Ciampa. What are you going to say?
Ciampa could get a call up, but I think he's making the right decision to stay in NXT because he won't be used well on the main roster with his size.
He's just like, I'm not saying he's as good as Adam Cole, but like Adam Cole, I would just be very careful if you do bring them in their main roster with how you show the cameras on them, what talent you put them in the ring with until they're ready. You know what I mean? Like they used to do for other talents, make them appear bigger than they really were.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are worth it.
I mean, Adam Cole, I definitely think is because he's got great promo ability. And if you have that, that often will... overcome your lack of size.
It's crazy. Ciampa looks jacked, though. Like, he looks like he could kick your... I don't know. I like Ciampa.
I like Ciampa, too, but...
You might be right.
The chat room is correcting me that SMH is shaking my head, not smacking my head. I'm old, folks. Going to be 45 in a week and a half. Jody Sean Jenkins. I know. Matt's the youngest. Matt is the baby of this podcast. Jody Shaw Jenkins, Canadian $2. Raj, that's like $1.50 American. Carmella needs Simon Dean in her corner.
Where did that come from, Simon Dean?
He was doing that workout gimmick.
Yeah, but where did that come from with Carmella, though?
Hey, the other night we got Bam Neely trending on Twitter. So I think Simon Dean is next for that wink bump.
You know? I literally laughed out loud with that Bam Neely question. I texted Matt that after.
Jackson Callens. What's up, Jackson? $4.99. All crap on Miz. He was like a 13-time Marine. He'll be fine. Then we come to the main event tonight, the Elimination Chamber for the WWE title. Sheamus versus Randy Orton versus Kofi Kingston versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy versus Drew McIntyre. And most of the predictions were wrong in how this was going to go. We got Drew winning the Elimination Chamber match. Sheamus not even down in the final two. Randy Orton out first. Drew winning, but then The Miz cashing in after Bobby Lashley came out and beat Drew up a bit first, and The Miz being the new WWE champion. Let's talk about the Elimination Chamber match first.
Real quick. Yeah. Before this, there was a segment where they showed MVP talking with The Miz backstage.
Yes. So setting up.
They were kind of setting it up, yeah.
Matt, what'd you think of the Chamber match?
On and off parts of it. You're right. Some things, just some takeaways. Amos pulling off the chamber plastic, whatever the hell you want to call it, plexiglass. Did I miss something on that, though? Like, did AJ's pod not – was it unable to open? Or was he doing that so he can get in there, like, what, 10 seconds earlier?
Yeah. He basically saw two guys out, and so he was like, oh, this is my perfect opportunity for me to get in.
Yeah. Okay. Then that was good, but they completely emasculated Omos just 10 seconds later by having what's his name come out to the ringside, the general manager, and kick him out of the arena for that. No way. That monster doesn't listen to anybody except AJ Styles is the way that should work.
Yeah.
And you 1 second make him look like a monster, and then 2 seconds later, you completely clip his, you know what? I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
You don't want your monsters being yelled at by the school teacher, you know?
Yes. Yeah. He eats the school teacher, right? Like, get the hell out of here. I ain't listening to you, pipsqueak, right?
Right.
And that kind of deal. And then have AJ like, I got this, go, you know? Like Sean used to do to Diesel. And then he'd protect Diesel. Diesel would walk away. Anyways, the match itself had parts to it that were meh, but I don't know. I another takeaway, Sheamus took the twist of fate wrong. He ate a Stone Cold Stunner instead of the twist of fate. You're supposed to take that as a flat face back, face flat bump. Trying to think of some other things that you guys wouldn't have thought about in this match because I didn't really dig it until the end. Kofi stuff is always good in these matches. Oh, the roll up on Randy Orton. Fans that are watching this, go back and watch that part of the match if you could. If you guys watch, Kofi rolls forward towards your leg and grabs it and rolls through one more time and kind of like back has his weight on you and kind of like schoolboy, rolls you up in this weird looking pinning predicament that Kofi's always done over the years. It's an awesome looking pinning sequence that he does. But like the way Randy took it was very odd. It was like it took Randy like 2 seconds to get touched by Kofi, and Kofi started to grab his leg, and then Randy was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to roll backwards now. It was like really slow-mo, and I wonder if there was a miscommunication there because Randy's an all-world wrestler, you know. Then that was the way he got pinned on top of it, which I thought looked horrible.
Yeah.
But these are just odd things that I wanted to take away from the match that I didn't think you guys would bring up.
What'd you think of, like, so I thought once it was down to Sheamus, AJ, and Drew, it was awesome. Like, from there on out. And then that Claymore that Drew gave AJ was, that's a highlight reel Claymore.
Dude, that's why AJ's so good, though, brother. He can take anybody's finisher and just, he makes it look nasty. He also took a hell of a brogue, too, earlier. Yeah. Oh, hell, he took a friggin' tornado DDT from Kofi onto the damn steel grates outside of the ring, too. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we all knew that we all knew that Drew was winning this, but to your point, Glenn, I think everyone thought it was going to be down to Drew versus Sheamus because that's been the story. But I think it was way better that it was down to Drew versus AJ because AJ is that good.
Yeah, it was a good ending. It was very exciting, and I liked what they did with Bobby coming in first.
Definitely, and I wouldn't have predicted this. I couldn't have predicted that. You know, I mean, there's always the out shot of Miz cashing in. Obviously, I just didn't think it was tonight.
I actually thought Lashley was cashing in. I thought they were buying the briefcase backstage. I'd even tweeted it out. Like, you know, Lashley buys the briefcase, promises Miz a title shot down the road, and then cashes in.
I mean, did $1 million man trying to do that to like Andre the Giant?
Right, yeah, exactly. You redo the buying the belt. It's not the belt.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. It's briefcase.
Yeah.
I think Otis was back in catering thinking, man, this could have been me. This could have been my chance.
What?
A year ago, Otis was like one of the hottest acts in the company. Isn't that so weird?
I forgot he even had the suitcase. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, he did. Sorry,
and
Glenn.
This reversed the unsuccessful cash-ins because weren't the last two unsuccessful?
Otis was unsuccessful. The Miz is – he technically had the one that was unsuccessful where he put himself in the match.
Yeah.
Stevens had one too.
Corbin?
Yeah. Sandow?
Thank you. Yeah.
Cena had an unsuccessful one. Cena was the first unsuccessful one.
They had Cena win a Money in the Bank.
Yeah, and they faced Daniel Bryan.
What does John Cena need that for?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. We got a couple super chats. Raj, mine are scrolling off.
Okay. Joe DeShauna Jenkins with the $5 Canadian. Off topic, Matt, but did you ever do any Border City shows in Windsor? If so, any Canadian indie guys that impressed you?
Huh. Who's the guy that actually looks like John Cena? Oh, God.
Darren Young?
No, good call, though. He's from Canada. He's always at my age. He's Tyson Dux or Tyson Dux. He impressed me. He was there. Jody, Shauna Jenkins, Tyson Dux. He was really good. But it had more of our guys on it. It had, like, Robbie E on it, the show I did once. And some others, but that's a good question. Yeah,
Tyson too. He played Benoit, right, in the Dark Side of the Ring.
I think you're right. Yeah,
he was supposed to get an AEW tryout, and then the pandemic happened. He wasn't able to.
He's so talented. He's really good. He's a good coach too. On top of it,
I was gonna say, and you could tell he's our age because I'm pretty sure that ring name is an homage to Frank Dukes from Bloodsport.
Yeah. Joshua Taylor with the $9.99 super chat. Don't know if you guys saw or not. In a recent interview, Bobby admitted to being told no many times about a match with Brock. Why do you guys think he keeps being told no for this match?
Recent interview, Bobby admitted to being told no many times. What the hell?
Well, I'm pretty sure they don't like to be booked like on story. They don't like to be pitched storylines by the talent, right?
Okay. I mean, Matt. But that's a money storyline. I don't understand what the damn company's missing with this.
Yeah, but I'm sure, like, if you'd gone backstage, you're like, so me versus the Rocket Mania. Like, why aren't we booking this? Why isn't this
because
happening?
This is Bob. Hang on. Before we even go down that rabbit hole trying to be funny, this is Bobby Lashley. He's not a mid-card talent. He's not a jobber. He's not an opening show act. He's Bobby freaking Lashley, all-world athlete. Legitimate as legitimate comes, he is a proverbial main eventer. This company just can't get their own head out of their ass when it comes to booking him, unfortunately. That's disappointing to read that. I hope that's – they say Bobby said that?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, they were using Lesnar to eventually get these other guys over. Like it was Seth, and then it was Roman before that. Like, those were the guys they had plans for. So if he did face Lashley, he would have just been beating him anyway.
So just put them in a semi-main event match. People want to see that match bad.
And if you have Heyman doing the creative for that, I bet he could come up with something.
It doesn't have to be a championship match. It just back in the day, we used to have stacked cards where other than the title match, there was other definite, potential main event or main event matches that could have main evented that show still. But like the last 3 to 4 matches back in the Attitude Era, I would argue.
Yeah, it's interesting. It looks like they don't have anything for Brock this year, or they're not bringing him back. I mean, Brock's contract expired, but
That's a slap in the face, though. I'm sorry. I'm surprised Bobby just, wow.
Especially with the Peacock deal, it seems like having Brock come back to kind of get a little more heat behind that would make sense.
Yeah, well, you know, the positive of all this is Lashley's clearly winning the title. And so he's, you know, we've been talking about forever about him getting world title run.
It's not a month, though.
Yeah. Well, but Matt, to your point, I was going to say, you know, you're saying he's a main eventer, but he hasn't been anywhere near the main event. Now he's finally coming back to the main event. So now, better chance now than there has been since he returned.
And maybe they call an audible. Maybe they do get Brock back and they have Lashley beat Drew at Mania. And then, boom, Brock's music hits. They stand face to face. And that's your next, you know, your next thing. So, but good. I do think it's probably going to be Drew beating him.
Hubert 499, so I'm going to stop saying how old I am. He's turning 59 in May, and apparently he's incontinent. That's just the gist of the comment. I'm not reading it in its entirety.
Brad Swint saying, Sizzle Reginald versus Fizzle Bad Bunny. Loser leaves forever match. Soon as Bobby lost, I actually thought it was obvious even with Miz winning. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was tweeting it out. Like, it's clear they have, like, it seemed like they have bigger plans for Lashley than the U.S. title, and they clearly did. And Josh Pugh saying, Cena beat Sandow for Sandow's Money in the Bank. Cena actually won Money in the Bank. He won the ladder match 1 year.
Yeah.
Sandow cashed in on Cena and lost. He didn't, Cena didn't, yeah.
Yes.
And then Josh Pugh saying, Brock doesn't want to return without fans. Nobody on this level but Bad Bunny. Lots of Bad Bunny.
But here's the thing.
He's making us money.
Bad Bunny got the WWE title on SNL, the 24/7 title on SNL last night. They had two SNL talents in a WrestleMania match, and WWE got nothing on SNL in return. So Bad Bunny has already done more for the brand than a lot of these other crossover deals they've had.
Yeah. That is not the title I'd want on their show.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. Brian Cyrus at the $2 Super Chat saying, Simon Dean versus Pam Neely versus Luther Reigns at WrestleMania.
I will stand up. Oh, Luther Reigns was another one that had good potential, too, at one point.
Yeah. Dirty Shauna Jenkins saying, what's the plan for Bray Fiend? Any word? I mean, clearly they're doing Bray versus Orton at WrestleMania. So I'm sure he'll be back by, you know, next
month. They definitely are, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Which, again, that's just doesn't do anything for me. Joshua Taylor saying that the Lashley interview was at Sports Illustrated.
Man, thank you. Yeah.
And Peter Bahi, $2, saying, does my WWE Network account transfer to Peacock? It does.
Yes.
But, so this was weird. During the WrestleMania promo, when they did the thing, they said it's exclusively on Peacock. And, you know, international fans can watch it on the network. When they did Fastlane, they didn't say that. They just said it's on the network or Peacock. So I wonder if it's not transferred yet.
Yeah, they want to get another month out of the villains.
Yeah, so... And then for WrestleMania will be the first one. So that's what it came across to me, because they didn't say only international fans. It's available on the network for Fastlane.
Do you know, Raj, there are still 2 million people who have AOL accounts that just have never bothered to turn off the rebills on that? AOL still makes a ton of money. Yeah, so WWE is – the wheels are turning, I'm sure, in their head. How long can they keep billing people for this?
Yeah, well, that's an extra month of, you know, 1 million people paying $10. You know? So, yeah, it's not the worst business move.
So, what else we got, Raj? We got a hot crowd here tonight tuning in live.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Wow. That was it. Yeah. So, at the end, The Miz cashed in, won, and we got a new WWE champion. So, yeah, we could do some of these chats since we kind of went early. Matt, how would you grade the show?
Because of the finish... 1 to 10. Let's do an 8.5. I liked how short this was. I liked the action we got. I liked the matches we got. Still got a little heat with the sommelier with how they had him in this and interrupting and whatnot. But overall 8.5.
Yep.
Wow,
Glenn.
I think that's fair. When it's shorter, man, it's tough. It's tough to have a pay-per-view that really sucks. If you have a couple surprises, it's short. The bell-to-bell action is always awesome.
Yeah. No, I thought it was great. I think WWE, they've been on a hot streak as far as their pay-per-views go. I mean, Raw has sucked, but
no, you're pay-per-views, right. Yeah. It feels like the last three pay-per-views now I've given them really good scores on.
Yeah, pretty much since they've been in the Thunderdome, I feel like their pay-per-views have been good. They were crap for a while before that. And, you know, when they were doing the Swamp Bite and the right. Street Profits with Viking Raiders and just ninjas. So, but yeah, this was a good show. I thought the Sasha match, and it wasn't Sasha's fault or Bianca's, but I thought that match was sloppy. But outside of that, it was a good show. Peter Bahi saying, after Mania, are we going to see fans permanently? No. Fans are... they're going to be at the Thunderdome for the foreseeable future. So WrestleMania will kind of be a one-off.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that? Wait, they said that they're never bringing fans back?
They said it probably won't be until the third or fourth quarter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, Vince was on the investors call, and he basically said, like, you know, if we're only doing 20% capacity, we're not making money. It doesn't really make sense to do that, so...
It does, yes.
John Cena's ball spot. It was back. Would love to see a feud between Lashley, Brock around for the title around SummerSlam, and the feud with a fight pit match that they had in NXT.
So, because of what you guys were saying earlier about, you know, Brock versus Bobby, you know, the idea was to get Brock to get over one of the younger talents, like Drew or Seth or somebody like that, right? Or Roman, or whoever it is that the company is really looking as their hood ornament at the time. But so to answer your question, John Cena's bald spot, they don't have to wrestle for the title for me to really think this is a world, this huge galaxy type of match, this huge matchup of two of the biggest, baddest badasses this company's had in years. Face off against each other. That's why I think it's so good. It doesn't need any frills. It doesn't need anything to it.
Yeah.
When you have people that are that realistic looking, it works. You don't need all that. That's a great example of something where you don't need the sizzle. It's all steak.
It'll be interesting with WrestleMania because you're not going to have the international fans. So it's not going to be like the smart fans. It's going to be more pretty much like regular fans like you would have for a weekly Raw.
Gonna be like a house show in the middle of Columbus, Ohio.
Right.
It's, you know, I think they'll go along with things. They'll go along with everything.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see their reactions because we haven't heard real reactions in a year. So we don't know who really is really over, who isn't. Like, will they cheer Roman now when he comes out?
The one I'm very interested in seeing. But as far as Drew goes, they're going to cheer Drew. They're going to cheer all the baby faces that they're supposed to cheer. Because that's what they've been watching on TV, and they've been dying to get back into an arena.
Right.
When, if it was normal WrestleMania crowd with the smart marks from overseas especially,
dude,
I would have really paid a lot of money to have seen their reaction to Drew. Not Drew, but anybody on that roster to see if they go with the grain or not. I don't think they would as much.
Yeah, you would think they'd be with Drew because he's, you know, from the from Europe. But
yeah.
It'll be interesting to see. To your point, Matt, I'm sure for the most part, like, does Bad Bunny get booed?
Out of the building, I hope.
So this is the first time we're going to see, like, legit fan reactions in a year. So I'm pretty pretty interested with that.
It's going to feel like such a tease, though, when it goes back to not having it. Why can't they do it like the NFL did? Why can't they just have some fans in there? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen, like, Glenn, I'm sure you've seen it. The stuff with the vaccine in Israel, they're saying it's like 95-98% effective, and they're like now opening malls and everything. And there's an app that you have, and it just shows that, you know, that you've been vaccinated or you've had COVID prior.
And kind of weird between the lines there. You assume I'm up on the news in Israel, but I'll overlook that. But yes, I've seen the news.
No, I just meant COVID news. You follow the...
I follow the COVID news, yes. I've seen the news. I'm optimistic. Here's the thing. Right now, I think we are not anywhere near on pace where we need to be with vaccinating people, but it seems like the tide could turn.
We're seeing a huge drop already over the past month, which was expected because we were at such high peaks. But we're seeing a huge drop. That, with the warmer weather, we saw how much it went down. And with the vaccine, I mean, I'm optimistic that we'll have full crowds by the end of the year.
I hope so. I want to move this year, and it's going to be tough to move in a pandemic.
Most of my seniors here are already on their second shot already.
Wow. Yeah.
My wife has had both.
That's impressive. I'm thinking of becoming one of those vax chasers. I'm going to go hang out around the clinic at 5 o'clock.
I have my name on a bunch of lists.
A gray haired wig. You see that? Somebody dressed up as an old person and tried to get in. Oh my God. It's so funny, dude.
If I get it and I have a couple weeks after, I'll go to WrestleMania this year as, you know, with the press, but it's probably not going to happen. Yes. But yeah, my wife's PT, so she was able to get it. She's a physical therapist.
Yeah. Unpaved $2 saying, Matt's been mentioning steak a lot recently. That's because he's in training and needs to eat every 3 hours. Huge slab of protein.
Because it's a saying in wrestling. It's a saying Jim Ross used to come up with, used to say, and it's when he's talking to the talents backstage.
Yeah.
And it's an analogy of explaining sizzle being all the crap and all the frills that's around the talent to help that talent get over a little bit more. But the talent is essentially the steak.
Yeah, I remember Jim Ross, the first time I heard him say that, he said about the Hardy Boys. He said, Jeff Hardy may have the sizzle, but Matt Hardy's got the steak. It totally hit home what he meant by that. But
it's an old marketing term. Ah. But yes, in wrestling, that was the origin.
Sorry,
guys.
Stellar Justin Lopez, $4.99, saying MLB is starting up after Mania, so I think they'll move the Thunderdome back to Amway since the Magic won't be – or the Magic, yeah, won't be making
– No, they won't be. I agree with that.
I mean, they'll find an arena for the Thunderdome. That won't be hard.
Ayush Falad wanted to know, is the NXT title being defended at WrestleMania?
I haven't heard anything, but
we don't know yet, right? But yeah. Maybe.
I mean, you would think they're going to do a takeover, that weekend. And if they do, then I don't think it makes sense to do it at WrestleMania. Yeah.
Like in the opening match on WrestleMania. Yeah, you're right.
Right, but then again, you know, if they had Finn Balor defending against Karrion Kross and seeing that entrance, Karrion Kross's entrance in a WrestleMania setup would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Prince GQ 24.499, new to the channel, give Bobby the title, him versus Brock at SummerSlam, and get Naomi away from Lana and on SmackDown, the better division.
I like that second part of that.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. I like Bobby versus Brock for the title too.
It's Z again saying, with baseball starting sooner, they're going back to the Performance Center. They could easily do an outdoor venue like AEW with limited fans.
Yeah.
I think they prefer the Thunderdome to the AEW setup because you can have like a full, it sounds like a real crowd, whereas AEW doesn't, except for the tape shows, and then they pipe in the crowd noise. But yeah, you know, I think they like the Thunderdome setup better.
And I think that's the biggest silver lining for Vince is that he has complete control over the reality he puts on TV.
Isn't it so weird that after years and years of trying to get the fans to cheer Roman, now that he has the opportunity to control it, and this was when they turned him, but it's kind of ironic.
What else we got here, Super Chat?
Let's see. George Devine saying, Matt's definitely hungry and ready for his next meal with all this steak talk, LOL. Hey, Matt, are you still there?
Yeah.
He's eating off camera.
Gotcha. Polite. I got a food question.
I can hear it.
With the steak, is it filet mignon, or do you...
No, you don't eat steak. You don't eat steak at all. Are you kidding me? No, you eat tilapia. You eat cod. You eat orange roughy. You eat lean proteins. You don't eat steak.
Well, filet mignon is lean.
For you guys, not somebody who's trying to be 6.5% body fat. No.
Yeah. All right.
I wish. Trust me. I wish I could tell you something else.
The Miami Heat have been using COVID sniffing dogs, and they say it's 78% effective. Wow. Did you see WWE using that tactic?
Wait, so how does that they time out? They sniff people and they can tell if the person has the virus?
Yeah, they have cancer sniffing dogs too. That's like dogs can be trained with anything. Do you know how they do that process, Matt? Like the drugs dogs and one that they like raise them with a toy that's got a sample of the scent that they're looking for.
So I've seen them not as puppies still be trained to go and find thumb drives that find child or kiddie porn when they're trying to bust child sex traffickers. I've seen that myself, like the, how they train the dogs for that. But so, I'm not seeing this. Like, holy man.
Oh, yeah. Then they've had the cancer sniffing dogs. That's been a thing for a while, I think.
Yeah, have you seen A Dog's Journey? I mean, granted, it's not a documentary.
Yes, but... yes. Actually, yeah, we played that at our city's park. Or for movie night. So we played that at one of our movie nights at our city's park the night we did a fundraiser for canines that go out. And yeah, that's a great movie. If you don't cry during that, something's up with you.
Especially if you're a dog owner. Mike Morgan saying the only thing we need for Matt. The only thing we now need is for Matt to say that someone is as tough as a $2 steak.
Dude, the shit you guys like focus in on.
We had Bam Neely Appreciation Night Friday, Matt. We can't control the crowd.
Jared Wilson saying, Seamus looked great in this match tonight. I thought he often doesn't get the credit he deserves. Very underrated talent.
I do agree with that. I do. WWE did him a huge disservice by how they de-pushed him and terribly booked him for the last 5 years. I agree with that. If you watch his work is incredibly solid. It's believable. I don't know about him screaming fella in the middle of the ring, but that really doesn't do much for me, but he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's a former multi-time world champion.
I could see them moving him over to Riddle.
Sheamus?
Yeah.
I felt like this was his one chance up there, then that's it. Back to the bus, kind of, you know.
Which is a shame because he's doing a great job.
They might do I think they still might do a singles match with him and Drew, maybe at Fastlane, just for Drew to get that win, but in a singles match. Jenna Ness saying, with baseball starting, where are they going to go? I mean, they're going to have they have tons of options, so
they'll find somewhere. Yeah.
You know what's weird is that they pay more now with the Thunderdome, even though they're at one arena for production, than they did before when they had live fans when they were traveling.
Huh? How's that?
I don't get it. Yeah, during the investors call.
No, I know why. Because they're having to pay to rent the venue, and they're not able to offset that with ticket sales or gate.
Yeah, but then you're also. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's probably it. Yeah.
I mean, the way I was in the concert and event promotion business for a couple of years, but the way it works is like the venue guarantees the talent a certain amount of money. They guarantee the company a certain amount of money, and then there's a split over a certain amount. Mm-hmm. But now they're just having to pay rental.
Yeah. On our Twitch, if you guys go to twitch.tv/WrestlingInc, Blasphemous saying he thinks they'll do the fight pit with Lashley and Riddle. Keep Lashley away from Riddle. He'll just bring him down.
Please.
All right. We'll do one more. Why not this one? Deion saying, I think my pinky toe has at least 6% fat. So...
I found my new favorite diet hack this weekend, Matt. Have you tried Hearts of Palm pasta yet?
No, I've heard of it, though.
So we did that with lasagna. It's got, like, no calories. So you just layer in the other stuff, you know, however you do it. And it's pretty good. It tastes very convincingly like a lasagna. But you cut the calories way down.
That'll never be on my meal prep. I wish it was. Trust me, this is going to suck.
No, I'm sure. You're just doing complex carbs and high protein, super lean.
To be fair, like, of course I eat clean normally, right? But I have at least, me and my wife would have two cheat meals on the weekend, on a Saturday night, maybe Sunday afternoon. And then back at the gym 5 days a week and eat clean throughout the week. But not like this, where we're weighing out every single meal.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's going to be competing again, too. That's a big reason why.
Oh, nice.
This go around.
It's exciting. Oh, cool. So you're a believer then when you're doing this of really cutting down your fat intake, or do you do any of the more
keto? I do what my coach tells me to do. I'm not a believer in anything. I shut my mouth and my coach writes me up to do, I follow.
Got it. I'm just curious.
excuse me. Someone was asking earlier about what we think the WrestleMania matches are going to be. I mean, clearly we got Edge versus Reigns, obviously. Bianca versus Sasha.
Yep.
Drew versus Lashley, right?
Yeah.
The Miz and Morrison against Bad Bunny and Damian Priest.
Blah, poor Damian.
the women's match, maybe Asuka versus Charlotte again?
I don't know.
It's just so...
Let's come back to that one.
Yeah.
What about AJ? What's AJ doing?
AJ, yeah, that's a good one. Because he doesn't really have anything built in right now.
No. Okay, let's go. So, definites. Orton versus Fiend, you said.
Orton versus Fiend. I think that's it for really definites. And then, you know, maybe Riddle versus AJ?
Yeah.
I'd like to see Sammy get a match.
Yeah. I mean, it's two nights, so they don't have to put all these people in, you know, in these
I like
multi-person
that,
matches.
I dug the two nights for what it's worth.
I think they should do that every year.
I think it will be. I would be shocked if that's not permanent going forward.
So right now the plan isn't, because they announced the next two WrestleManias. It's only one night, but they could easily change that. So,
especially the way people travel for Mania, people normally get in like on a Wednesday, like the out of towners. So they could really just stack that programming.
Yeah. Sean Ho saying Shane versus Braun. They did kind of tease Braun looking for Shane.
I mean, whatever happened to Braun? So, okay, I'm cool with that. I feel terrible for him, the way they booked him.
Yeah.
He's in great shape, too. See how shredded he got?
Yeah, yeah. Sammy versus Big E.
I bet that's going to end up being a six-man ladder match.
Yeah, I can see that being a multi-person match.
Damn, that'd be a really good match.
Darian Moore saying, the Bar had world title opportunities, and we actually cared. Did you? Like world tag team titles?
He's saying, I think. I don't know. I can't defend that. Sorry. I'm trying
to.
Yeah.
Their tag division needs like a hard reboot across the board right now.
They need a tag division.
Yeah.
Tina Miller pointing out that Ron had a blood infection recently. Wow. Yeah, he did. Yeah, but he's back from that. Like, he was back last week.
Oh, thanks, Tina.
So yeah, I think those are going to be your top matches.
Raj, let's see how close you are to your, to the fans or friends of the show. Have you watched Tina Miller's new podcast that she's got trying that she's doing?
I have not.
You guys give it a listen. Check her out on her Facebook page. She does it after, I want to say Raw and SmackDown. Check her page though, guys. She's a long time watcher, listener.
She's a writer, writer for Wrestling Inc.
And she writes for Wrestling Inc. Yes.
And SPS7908 on our Twitch, twitch.tv/WrestlingInc. Where do they go with KO?
I was thinking that too when I said AJ. I don't know. I don't know who they've got for KO now.
He could be in that multi-person match with Big E.
That ladder match?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, what else has he got? I mean, I guess because Seth and Cesaro. I don't know. I don't know where you go with them. So,
could be in the six man ladder match for the IC title.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seth, I'm actually angry that Seth Rollins is back.
Really?
I mean,
because he didn't get it, because he didn't come back as something different. He had a chance to be clean and wipe the slate clean and come back as something, not like this crap.
And this is on Friday nights, Raj. I know you're busy with Bobby on the golf course and then getting drunk listening to the weekend.
Oh,
on Friday nights.
God, I can't imagine once Bobby wins the title. We'll never see Glenn. We'll never see him again.
Yeah. It's going to be Bobby this and Bobby that. Ryback who? What? But no,
That one time when I was taking a picture and I had the championship title around my waist, yeah, no big deal. While you suckers were doing the podcast.
I haven't run into Bobby at the golf course recently, so.
Recently.
All right.
Yeah.
I think now it's time to wrap this up.
But that's the thing with Seth, though, is that Friday night is such a smooth show to watch. It's always entertaining. It flows. It's good. There's normally not a lot of crap. And Seth is just.
Yeah.
Imagine SmackDown if Roman and Sasha weren't on it.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's a very different show.
I would still dig. I'd really have to dig and be happy for the Sami Zayn segments, but and Big E. But that would be, you're right.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're carrying that show.
But they're doing it so well.
Yeah.
So well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Tina Miller's podcast is called Peaches and Power Bombs, and the full podcast starts next week. So be sure to check that out. And speaking of which, Tina. great speaking voice. We've learned this about a lot of our fans. So be sure to, again, go to Stereo, our sponsor. We want your questions. We want to hear from you. NYC Demon Diva, that is kind of how she ended up on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. We liked her questions on Stereo. I did a Stereo chat with her. We needed a fill-in. Boom, next thing you know, she's a Friday night co-host. Who could be next? Download that Stereo app, stereo.com/Matt Morgan, stereo.com/Glenn Rubenstein, and you'll be notified when we go live tomorrow for the after show, as it were, right after we finish here with our Raw coverage on the show. Raj, I feel almost bad ending tonight. We have so many people that are here. I'm like, I know, Matt, you got to go hit the gym. You got to eat a meal or something.
No, I got to do this thing called work. I don't know.
Sunday night.
I got to work too. We got a big interview with Carlito, Wrestling Inc. exclusive interview with Carlito tomorrow. So check that out. Tomorrow.
What time?
It'll drop by the afternoon. So.
Audio?
Yeah. Audio and video.
I'm going to check it out, actually. Cool. Yeah. While I'm driving.
Yeah.
Nice.
And another big one that I'm not going to say it yet, just in case it falls through, but it's supposed to be tomorrow. So
cool.
keep checking out WrestlingInc.com this week. A lot of cool stuff.
Awesome. It's going to be a great week. Tomorrow night, Monday Night Raw, the fallout from Elimination Chamber. The Miz is champ. What's going to happen? Matt, what angle are they going to have with Bad Bunny tomorrow night? Tune in to find out. And we're going to talk about it right here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. After, have a great Sunday night, everyone. We will see you next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.